About 1 in 59 children in the United States will be diagnosed with autism. That's according to estimates from the CDC. The developmental disorder often means difficulty processing sensory information and learning to communicate and interact socially. As Joel Wolfram reports for WHYY News, those challenges can make it especially difficult for Philadelphia families to find childcare.
Four preschoolers sit in a semicircle around a table that comes up to my knees. Teacher Anne McCrane leads the children in an activity that's designed to help them become comfortable with different textures, shapes, and flavors.
We are making hearts with Fluff and Cheerios. It's an OT project.
She guides the hand of a boy as he smears pink marshmallow fluff on a paper plate in the outline of a heart.
Good job.
This is an autism support classroom at SPIN, an early childhood center in the city's Frankfurt neighborhood. McCrane is getting help with the fluff valentines from an occupational therapist. One child also has his own dedicated aide or personal care assistant.
Where's the heart?
As the children finish sticking heart-shaped Cheerios to their plates, two assistants guide five more kids back into the classroom after an exercise session. One of them bumps into Anne-Marie Clark, who directs autism services here.
So you have five staff, nine children, basically a 1-to-2 ratio. Hello, handsome.
Clark says that ratio is high for a reason. SPIN's autism support classrooms serve children who are more developmentally delayed.
It's not like you can turn your back for 5 minutes and feel like everybody's going to be okay. Somebody could disappear, somebody could fall, they could hurt one another.
That need for extra vigilance is one reason why it can be especially hard for parents of kids on the autism spectrum to find child care providers.
There just isn't enough affordable, high-quality child care for kids anywhere in the city. So it's a citywide issue for all children that then becomes immensely more complicated when you're trying to meet the needs of a kid with autism.
Clark says kids on the spectrum often get kicked out of child care programs when staff can't manage their sometimes difficult behaviors. And that's if they can find a place that will try to accommodate them in the first place. Even the director of SPIN's center in Frankfurt has firsthand experience struggling to find care for a child with autism. When Chris Spross's son was in preschool, he attended a program similar to the one at SPIN, but it only ran from 9 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon.
The difficulty that we had was trying to find a before and after care that was able to work with him. He was thrown out of 3 daycares.
Spross says his son's challenges were too much for most daycare programs. He would wander away or elope from caregivers. He was nonverbal and could be aggressive.
We weren't sure what to do. We had to work. We had to put food on the table.
Spross's parents ended up helping out, but it wasn't a long-term fix.
You know, as they were getting older, they're, you know, working with him, but he tried to elope and they can't run after him.
Eventually, Spross's son qualified for a government-funded home health aide who could give him one-on-one attention after school. The aide still comes over to watch his son, who is now 13, until Spross and his wife get home. But sometimes, parents quit their jobs when they have no alternative but to stay home with their kids. Sherita Canyon used to leave her 3-year-old son Micah with his grandmother while she worked an early shift in an Amazon warehouse. But one morning a few months ago, he escaped from a house crowded with other grandchildren.
It just was like too scary.
The Mount Airy resident left her job to stay home with Micah. She found a daycare provider she liked, but it wouldn't take him because he wasn't potty trained. Now she's trying to get him into a preschool program for kids with autism and is getting by on unemployment benefits and Social Security.
My plan on now is to do this until he starts that program and then I could at least pick up part-time work because I'm not in a position where I cannot work.
SPIN's Anne-Marie Clark says this situation is all too common. Even though many children on the autism spectrum do fine in a typical childcare setting with some extra support, Clark says there still aren't enough programs equipped to work with them.
The centers that are best able to manage the needs of children with developmental differences would be Star 4 and maybe some Star 3 centers.
She's referring to Pennsylvania's Keystone Stars quality ratings for childcare providers. 3- and 4-star centers rate the highest.
And there just are an insufficient number of those centers around the city.
Those high-quality centers also tend to be more expensive. Full-time care for a toddler averages over $17,000 a year, according to a recent report from the nonprofit Public Citizens for Children and Youth. That report found that only 1 in 4 children receiving state child care subsidies is enrolled in a 3 or 4 star center. The report concluded that the solution can only come with a bigger public investment. It called on the state to increase child care subsidies so that more providers can pay for the higher costs of quality care. For WHYY, Joel Wolfram.